Welcome back to Jefferson City. We just have a few weeks left in my final session as your state senator. So it has been an incredible experience working on your behalf. But we're not done yet. We've got a lot of important things, including the budget, which we're doing this week, and some other legislation that's moved through my committee. As we've talked about before, I chair the Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government. And we deal with a lot of tax issues. We deal with local government issues. Last year, we dealt with municipal reforms and municipal court reforms. One of the things that's moving this year that I've been very proud to work on is TIF reform. As we all know, in St. Louis County, TIF has been used and was originally meant for redeveloping blighted areas, you know, and trying to address economic activity that wouldn't otherwise take place. That process has been abused in many examples. And the idea of moving, you know, Walmart up and down Manchester Road doesn't really add much. We're just sort of shifting things around in many ways instead of growing the pie. So this year, we've got a measure that would, on TIF reform, that would kind of bring it back to its original purpose and address some of the challenges that have existed. One of the things that I have a bill that we third read and passed in the Senate this week and is part of this TIF reform package is making sure that those TIF dollars don't siphon away money for Senate Bill 40 boards, which are for sheltered workshops, developmental disabilities, and in St. Louis County, the Productive Living Board. Those are literally millions of dollars that can go out in the community and help individuals with disabilities to reach their full potential. So TIF reform is something that we're working on. We've got the budget going this week, and then we are in the home stretch with just a few weeks left. And as we've talked about before, House bills are now over in the Senate. Senate bills are now over in the House. We go to conference committees to work out the differences. And one of the things that moved this week was my follow-up to Senate Bill 5 and the municipal court reform from last year, which is including those non-moving violations in that cap that we established for revenue so that people aren't treated as ATMs. You don't have bureaucrats roaming neighborhoods looking inside of windows for mismatched blinds to cite people to generate revenue for their city. We've got to get rid of that mentality. We have to end taxation by citation. That's another step. Thanks for joining us this week. Enjoy the beautiful weather this weekend, and let's get the cards going off to a good start here in April. We hope everybody enjoys your time with your family, and we'll talk to you next week.